I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. Joining us today, it's a local singer-songwriter. You might have seen him out and about or seen his name out there. It is Jeffrey James O'Loughlin. Welcome, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
And this is your first time in the KMD studio, right?
Yep.
So welcome. We're happy to have you here.
I'm going to start with a song that Dan Dresser requested I play, and kind of sums up a period of my life. It's called Call the Cops.
That is Jeffrey James O'Loughlin, live from Studio A. And Jeffrey, you said that that song kind of reflects a period in your life. Can I ask about that period? Because it sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah, what was that all about? Well, I was born in Minneapolis. My family moved up north when I was 2 years old to a place out in the middle of nowhere between Grand Rapids and International Falls in Coochin County. And the day after I graduated from high school, I hit the road to see the world, did all kinds of things, and ended up on a dead-end road, living in a van by the Lafayette River. And pretty much all I was thinking about was, how was I going to get back home to Minnesota? And I wrote that song, and it just gave me the strength to get back home.
So you wrote that song in the van?
Yep.
Down there by the Lafayette River? And where's the Lafayette River?
Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk, Virginia. Okay. And you figured out how to make it back home, huh? All right. Well, that's pretty cool. So, and then how long have you been back in this area?
That was in the late 90s when I got back, and I moved into a little log house on a lake up in the same kind of neck of the woods, and I lived there for 5 years before I moved to Duluth in about 2000.
So you've been here, and you've been playing tunes around here for that long?
Yep.
Cool. So when did you first start playing music and writing music?
Well, my family was a musical family. My mom and dad were in a band.
Oh, yeah? What kind of band?
Kind of a variety, old-time country band. They had band practices in the house, and there was guitars. And I remember being like two, sneaking behind the couch and playing along with them on the ventilation grating, pretending it was a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So I never had any problem picking up music.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, I was born with it.
So when you left town after graduating, did you have a guitar with you?
Yep.
And is that something that you did everywhere that you went? Played music, or?
Pretty much, yeah. I give it up a few times. It would get in the way of things, and sold a few guitars and been without a guitar for a while, but.
Yeah, I'll come back to it.
Yep.
That one looks like it's seen a little wear. What's the story of that guitar? Any particular story?
It's just an old Fender. Mm-hmm. It's actually a Harmony with the name Fender on it, but it's probably 50 years old.
And how long has it been in your life?
I don't know exactly when I picked this thing up. I've had it a couple decades, probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's hear another one. What do you want to do next for us?
The next song I wanted to play was called Green Chain, which I wrote this song after I moved back home, and I was living up there in the cabin, and I was working at a sawmill. And when you work at a sawmill, they start you out on the green chain to see, I don't know what they're trying to see, if they can kill you, I guess, but it's really hard work, and it's a conveyor belt, and all the trees they sliced up into boards, you got to pile them as fast as they're cutting them, and it's a little song about that.
Is it green chain because the person assigned to it is green, or the wood is green?
I think both.
Okay.
But I did that for 5 years and lived to tell about it. So here we go. It's the only place I'm going, walking on the live wire with situations out of control. If you think that I loathed life, let me tell you that I love life. I got to have it every day of my life. Even when I'm sleeping, I'm dreaming about the way it's. One thing for certain, it sure feels good when I heard from the work that I know that I'm doing on the green chain. Hip hop, everybody climb aboard on the green chain, 'cause it's it's a certified pre-ride. I'm moving up and down, rolling circles, pulling muscles. I'm getting paid by the mile, so I'll smile and do a hustle. Do you think that I love life? Let me tell you that I love life. I'm just a clown getting off on going crazy. Burning like a wildfire, no one thinks I'm lazy. One thing for certain, it sure feels good when I heard from the work that I know that I'm doing on the green chain. Everybody climb aboard on the green chain, 'cause it's a certified free ride. Green chain, hip hop. Everybody climb aboard on the green chain. Hip hop, everybody climb aboard. Green chain. Hip hop, everybody climb aboard on the green chain. Green chain.
Jeffrey James O'Loughlin live from Studio A, tune called Green Chain. So as far as jobs that you've had along the way, how does that one compare? Are there other ones as interesting as that one?
Yeah. It's all a challenge. Everybody's got to work somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least you get songs out of it. That's something good.
Well, I hear music all the time.
Oh, yeah?
No matter what's going on, I always hear, like, right now I'm a janitor, and I've written a lot of songs to the hum of the vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that a good thing, or does it get kind of interfere with life once in a while when you're always thinking musically?
Oh, that's a mental illness, definitely.
Oh, okay.
But I find a way to channel it. Duluth's a lovely place to come and be a music nutcase, because there's places that I can be myself here.
Mm-hmm.
As to where other places in the world, like Coochin County, I just didn't fit in, and they didn't want to hear what I had to put out. So,
and I know you've played at Beaner's a lot. Are there other places that you've played around town?
I've played just about everywhere, except for some of these newer joints that have opened up. Mm-hmm. Except for the Bayfront Park. But the main thing I do, I don't know if you've ever been out the Lake Walk, I'm the guy out there hooting and hollering, jumping around, playing music during the summer.
So you get out there and play for the people on the Lake Walk there?
I've been doing that for about 7 or 8 years.
Now, is there a trick to that you've learned along the way, like, you know, to get people's attention or get them to stop, or... Or do you just do your thing? You just stand there and do your thing?
The main thing about... It's called a busker. And mm-hmm.
And you have to have a permit for that, right?
on the Lake Walk, yes, you do.
Yeah.
But I picked up... I was out in San Francisco, and I was watching the buskers when I was a young man out there having fun playing. And I picked up a guitar in San Francisco and tried it myself. And I wasn't that good, but people... seem to really like someone that's got the guts to get out there and do what they do. And it doesn't matter what you do or how good you are. It's that you're out there just doing your thing. And just about everybody seems to like it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. How does that compare to playing a show like, you know, at Beaner's or somewhere else?
Well, there's no pressure. You can just play whatever you want. You can play the same song over and over again until you get it right. And you can write new songs while you're out there playing. Just goof around, have fun. It's playing a show. It's a little bit more, you know, a little anxiety, and you want to make sure you do well.
Well, it sounds kind of fun.
Busking is lots of fun. I would recommend it for anyone that wants to play music. And go down to Parks and Recreation on 4th and Lake, I think. They're still there. And get a permit before April 1st, and you're good from June till the end of September. And you can have lots of fun. You can make a few bucks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it for the money, but everybody needs money, and I'm not going to say no to some cash.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm supposed to ask you about your old band, Lost Dog.
Lost Dog was a band I put together in Norfolk, Virginia, and we were a bunch of just lost dogs. Mm-hmm. And we tried everything we could to be rock stars and went all out. And we made a couple records and pretty much got burned out on it. And that was one of those periods I was pretty much just ready to give up music after that experience. But I look back, it was a lot of fun. I'd like to somehow run into those guys again.
How long were you in Norfolk?
Probably 10 years, maybe 15 years.
Okay.
But when I moved back to Duluth, or when I moved to Duluth, the first thing I did is I wanted to start playing music. And I started scouting out the Beaners open mic.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it in the paper, and I was like, yeah, that sounds like where I'll start. So I called them up, got signed up, and I was running a little late when I got there. And it was funny because as soon as I got out of my car, someone ran over to me and they said, are you Jeffrey James? And I had never been in West Duluth, and I'd never been to Beaners before. And I was like, yeah. He's like, you're up. So, and I've played at the open mic on Wednesday night at Beaners for the last 10 years pretty regularly.
So that's another place people can check you out?
Sometimes, randomly. Yeah. Okay. I like that open mic, random. You don't have to play. And But it just kind of set up other avenues to play other places. Next thing I know, I was playing here, there. And I really don't try to get gigs. They usually just come to me, and I never say no.
Mm-hmm. So the promotion part of your career, not your favorite part of your music.
I'm not a businessman. Mm-hmm. I'm not a good manager. But if someone wants me to play, I'm there.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm also supposed to ask you how you met Dan Dresser. You might guess who told me to ask you that.
No. Dan is one of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I met Dan that night when I first went to Beaner's open mic. And he was just like me, just coming to town and wanted to break into the music. So we kind of both started in Duluth together. He's from a small town in the southwest somewhere. And we just really connected and kind of helped each other out and great friends.
Well, we have time for one more. What do you want to wrap up with? Oh, and I was going to ask you, you handed me kind of some hand-done CDs. Have you ever done a formal CD that you've...
Not by myself.
Okay.
Nope, they're just... If you come to my show, I usually have some handmade CDs that I recorded, printed, even folded the envelopes and glued them, and I've never sold any. But you're welcome to check it out if you come to one of my shows. And this last song I want to play is a song I wrote at Beaner's. I started writing it that first night I went to the open mic, and it took me a couple months to finally get it right, but it's about the whole open mic experience. It goes like this. Check it out. gig right down the road. Really think this is my big chance to show the world and make a stand, to sing and play my own song upon the stage. Hey, Mom, come on down. Come around, you would see that it's me. I wasn't just a waste of time. I saved up all for this guitar.
Jeffrey James O'Loughlin, live from Studio A, and a song about doing open stages. That's pretty cool. You know, I know I said that we were going to do three, but you said you'd had four prepared. Do you mind doing the other one? I'm just really enjoying your tunes here, so I think we should do that last one. What do you think? What was it called?
The last song is called Cry.
All right.
And it might make you cry.
Uh-oh.
Because it's about crying. It's okay to cry. It's good to cry.
All right. Well, let's hear it.
Jeff, I wrote this song down at the Lake Walk.
Mm-hmm.
People passing by think I got it all together. They don't really know going on inside of me. Well, I'm looking back at time, and I know I've made a few mistakes, but I'm not really bad or half as great as what I think. If you had the time to hear all the stories of my life, you would be amazed. Before I'm only halfway through sifting through all the lies I've been reading in between the lines, and I'm not really sure and I think it's so funny. And I don't think it's so cool. When things don't go the way they should, and the sun don't shine, and everyone has gone away, and you want to just cry, cry. I'm sifting through all the lies, and I've been reading in between the lines, and I'm not really sure. And I don't think it's so funny. And the sun don't shine, and everyone has gone away, and you want to just cry.
Jeffrey James O'Loughlin, live from Studio A. Well, some great tunes there, Jeffrey. Now, has anybody ever tried to get you into a studio and said, "Hey, you've got some really great songs. Has Dan ever tried to drag Jason Wussow? And what do you say? Why has it not happened yet?
I don't know. Partly me. I may be afraid that it just may be too good for me. So I usually start out making my own CD, and then I plan on recording it at Beaner's studio in their basement. But by the time I get through writing the songs, I just release my homemade thing and never really get in the basement. But I am working on a new record right now, and maybe since we've had this discussion, I'll get motivated and get in the studio, get it all mastered, and then barcoded and shrink wrapped for the masses.
All right. Well, and I have your phone number, so I'll just keep calling you and bugging you about it, Jeffrey. How's that? That'll motivate you. I'll just keep pestering you about it. How's that? I'm just kidding.
I work nights, so call afternoon. Afternoon.
You have this look of fear on your face, like you think I'm actually going to do this to you. But no, I think that you've got some great stuff, and it would be wonderful to hear you. Have you on a disc somewhere. I mean, I'm sure that your homemade ones are great too, but, you know.
Check it out.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's been great to meet you and hear your tunes.
Thank you.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Nicole Thomas and Cameron Flackney, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with additional support provided by The Playlist, Thursday nights at 9 on PBS North on WDSE WRPT.